It's time to get local and shine the spotlight on someone in our community. Welcome to Stateline Business First with Dean Urban on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Dean Urban. Eric Jackson also here in the house. Thanks, buddy, for being with us. Special guests. If you were listening last week, I had the pleasure of having Lana from Midway Village on, and we got to talking about hardtack, and I've never heard what hardtack ever was. I didn't know. I have no clue if it was like a meat product or whatever. Lana, thank you. You are so sweet. You had the event at Midway this week, and you made hardtack.
We sure did. So we got on the conversation last week, and really we kind of started Googling it to say, hey, what is this stuff? So because we were making it over the weekend, I thought I'd come back and give you guys a sample of it.
And you know what? It is like a saltine cracker is the way I'd best describe it. If you would have brought some homemade jam, you and I would have had This would have been awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. It's like a cross between a saltine cracker and I say like a French bread dough type of cracker.
Now, you had this event this weekend.
Yes, the event was all about Civil War holiday traditions.
How'd it go?
It went great. Actually, the weekend, we had a couple hundred people out. Very popular was what we talked about, too, the trench tours. It was the Christmas in the Trenches event, and that was very well received again this year. So, you know, we're always happy when people come out and learn more about history.
Thank you for the hardtack, by the way.
Oh, it's
very good.
Your own special recipe.
My own. And now you have your own special recipe because I brought one in.
Yeah, it's flour, water, salt. And you mix it all together, and very cool. Yeah.
I can really taste this with, like, raspberry or strawberry jam.
Something like that. That's perfect. And you know what? One of the things I did ask you to, if you could bring in some of the different events that are going to be coming up next year, and you were kind enough to do that, tell us some of that's going to be happening.
Sure. Well, we'll kick off the year with which is the 100th anniversary of the women's suffrage movement and the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which for everybody that meant it gave the women the right to vote. So in February, we are going to have an event called Her Story, Women Who Dare, and it's all about women in Rockford and the nation who brought about the women's right to vote.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, and like I said, that'll be in February. We'll head into March with our Sock Monkey Madness Festival.
Yeah, that's always a big one, isn't it?
What is that exactly?
This is an event where people come to make a sock doll. And obviously, a lot of people in Rockford know about the Sock Monkey doll. It's rooted in the history of the John Nelson Knitting Company.
I was going to say Nelson Knitting down on South Main.
Nelson Knitting Company, they manufactured the red-heeled work sock. So these sock dolls started to be made utilizing that sock, and it really caught on in the United States during the Depression.
Wow.
Yeah, so our Sock Monkey Madness Festival this year has a happy birthday theme. So we're going to have crafts and games, really traditional games kids would play at parties, and it's all wrapped around Nelson's birthday. We have a 7-foot sock monkey doll.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
It's going to be his birthday party.
Good for you.
Nice.
Now, that's when, again, March?
Sure. That's March 7th.
Okay.
That's a Saturday. And also, in conjunction with that, last year, we partnered with the Rockford Ice Hogs for a Sock Monkey Night, and we will be doing that before this event on February 8th. So, for those of you out there who like the Ice Hogs and want to have a special giveaway that night, we're going to be giving a bobblehead sock monkey.
Oh, that's funny. That is really, really
great. I want to see what that looks like. That's going to be cool.
Great.
That will be
so
good.
So it does go to the first 1,000 who come through the doors that night, but look forward to that on February 8th. I love partnering with the Ice Hogs. It's a great, great local team, and it's going to radiate sock monkeys that night again. Then, heading into April, we'll have our Great War event. This is an event that is a two-day event that highlights World War One. And as I often like to say, why do we teach about World War One and World War Two out at Midway? Well, because of the great ties we have to Camp Grant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, 50,000 plus men a year would go through Camp Grant, heading abroad and also staying in the States for training. And but anyway, so World War One, that'll be in April at the beginning. Those dates are April 4th and 5th. Then we've got our village opening for the season in May, as it usually does. I believe it's our 46th year. The museum will open the gates to our village. I don't know how many listeners know about what we do back there in our Victorian village, but that is a 13-acre open-air museum, which there aren't many in the United States like that. A lot of people think of Colonial Williamsburg. Obviously, that's set in Revolutionary right. times, but that also is an open-air museum. So it's the walking through history is what the open-air museum is all about.
Lana, I've never asked you, is one of these events like your favorite, or is...
Oh, boy. Okay. I have my favorites, yes. One of which is World War One and World War Two, because I have had military in my family history in both wars. But I also like the Sock Monkey event because it's so unique to Rockford, and it really draws national attention to Rockford, Illinois. Yeah. And also what Rockford's manufacturing industry did for this community. And I think that it's a really important story that needs to be told on and on so people remember the past, because it's important to carry on those stories, and so they're not forgotten. And many people, when I'm talking about the Sock Monkey event, have said to me, my grandma worked there.
Wow.
Or when yeah. I talk about World War One, my parents met at Camp Grant. So these stories at Midway Village Museum are really about people.
Wow.
Yeah. We tell the stories through our artifacts and, of course, the history lessons. But when it comes down to it, it's all the people that were involved in our community and how it's changed, grown, and received, like other communities across the United States, received history and what we're doing with it today.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
And you guys cover the gamut as far as events. You know, I mean, it's really something.
We really do. You know, from the different aspects of Many Faces, One Community, our exhibit on the diverse population that's come to Rockford, to our military reenactments. We introduced a new event called Oregon Trail in Real Time, trying to get a younger generation who maybe did the computerized Oregon Trail in school history lessons to engage in the museum. That is a fun event where the people who come in are doing obstacles related to that computer-generated game.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
I grew up on that. So
did
that's,
you grow
yeah,
up on that?
Yeah.
Well, it was great. We
Me
had
too,
all
then.
Kinds of things. I didn't even know what it was. I'm like, what?
I don't know how many,
in real time?
I don't know how many times I got dysentery, but yeah.
yeah. yes. Oh, and there are dysentery cards.
Oh, is that right?
That's funny. Yeah. Who comes up with... You guys are all so creative.
Thank you. You know, it's really our education department. They are working together as a team. They get input from our reenactors and input from other staff. But sometimes, yeah, so I'm amazed too. And all of a sudden, we're doing Oregon Trail in real time. That received national attention because of the unique aspect of that program. We had some national coverage in U.S. World Report and USA Today. So
you know what, you guys are making me feel, I've never heard of it. So it's really cool. Okay, so we're... other things coming up. Yeah.
So that event is in June.
Okay.
Early part of June, summertime. And then we also have our Tipsy History Prohibition event.
This sounds like fun.
Tell me more. Yeah, now very, you've got his, very, very well-received event yeah, last year.
Now
yes.
you've got his attention.
That's right.
So Tipsy History, we have our reenactors involved with that, dressing up, obviously, in 1920s costuming and... we've got vehicles out on the property, but it's really an immersive experience for the visitors. We have craft breweries come out, and the whole event is designed to be immersive, where you feel like you're in Prohibition.
You had him at tipsy.
Yeah. I had you at tipsy.
We're trying to beat that. We're trying to get out of the Prohibition part. Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
That is, so, absolutely.
And I, if I might add to that, and the creativity of the staff at the museum, so they look at historical photos.
Wow.
And they may see a protest on Prohibition or whatnot. They will recreate what they're seeing in photos to translate into the event then. And I'm amazed when
that's
they
awesome.
Do that. Yeah.
That is really cool.
That they're just flipping through the photographs and then they're getting these ideas to make it that immersive experience.
Yeah.
Besides the drinking.
I'm telling you, you had him. Talking with Lana from Midway Village and some of the great things coming up in next year. And it just is amazing to me how creative. How many are on the staff there, Lana?
Full-time we have, I say approximately 7. I say approximately because, you know, it's hard for me to count. No.
You don't even get a vacation. Every month you have something going on.
Yeah, we really have something going on every month out at the museum. And then, of course, we have our private rentals as well. So when we're not producing an event, we, like on Friday, had 3 private rentals, which are other types of parties and family gatherings happening.
I never have even realized you did that. So, again, if you're looking for a gathering, give Midway Village a call because, you know, they have the facilities where your event, whether it's bridal showers or whatever it might be, they can take care of it at Midway Village. I just learned something. I didn't know you did that.
Corporate parties, weddings. We've had baby showers, reunions, class reunions.
Wow. That is so cool. Yeah,
it is. And again, we always love when people are coming into the museum and learning more about what we have available.
My 5-year class reunion's coming up. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
5 year?
5 year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I wanted to graduate. I just felt it was important. Absolutely.
Oh, that's funny.
So what else have you got planned?
So let's see. Heading then into the beginning of, well, I talked about Tipsy History, mm-hmm. which is in August 8th. In September, we'll have our World War II event, which is a 2-day event again. We have about 1,200 reenactors who participate in that with us. And what is it? It is the opportunity for our visitors to walk through encampments of different forces and look at real artifacts and learn stories about what those units did during World War II.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
If you have not been there, I do recommend that one. That is amazing, all the things they have going. They're all good, but that is
that's
dynamic.
That's one of our largest in attendance events, and people sometimes say, why do you think that? And again, it goes back to family history.
Yeah, absolutely.
So many people, either their grandpa, their great-grandfather, for some of our fathers, were in that war.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, just before I came here, I was doing some family research, and I found I knew that I had a great uncle who was in the war. I wasn't sure if it was the Great War or World War II, and it was World War II. So now all of a sudden, I want to know more. Yeah. Well, what did he do? What was his rank? What did that type of person do?
That is really cool. So that is in.
That is in September.
Okay.
And then we have our All House Eve program. Mm-hmm. That event is usually on a Saturday, and it's again Saturday, October 17th, for those of you who already want to put that on your 2020 calendar.
I love that with the little kids out there.
Yeah.
It is so much fun.
And I know you had some history about that event.
You know
where
what?
You helped with that.
Yeah, at one point. Yeah,
yeah.
We put some things together, and it's one of those successful events that has really grown and become even better.
Yes.
That's the truth.
That event is our longest running event at the museum. And the popularity, I think, based on many years of working at the museum, is the fact that so many businesses come in and organizations that decorate those buildings and have games and activities at each one of those buildings that we have in our Victorian Village. So, again, it's a community
effort. It's
really cool.
And I do want to thank Chick-fil-A, who comes out every year.
Chick-fil-A.
How cool is that?
Chick-fil-A comes out every year. You know the radio station has sponsored that event for many years.
Yeah.
And we've had, you know.
Yeah, there's Comcast is there. I mean, I'm going to miss
Rockford
people.
Rockford Fire Department.
Yeah,
I mean, there's 26 different organizations
and
businesses.
So many cool things out there, and everybody gets into it. They're dressed up. Yeah.
And then, of course, the last 2 years, we've had the Winnebago Ghostbusters out. So they've added a whole new level
and those guys
dimension.
Are into that.
Oh, they are into
it. Yeah, you don't mess around.
Yeah.
Those are... Yeah. One of our guys do
I think,
that.
Yeah, I think Average Joe from 95.3 The Bull
He's
next
in
door.
It. He's got the whole uniform. It's like, man.
Yeah, they are out there greeting the guests and doing some ghost busting fun. So.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Yeah. And then we have the next day is our annual fun run, which is called the Trick or Trot. This is, I think that's even going into its seventh year now. But it is a fun run that's certified. We encourage people to dress in costume.
Yeah.
You know, of course, a costume you can run in or walk in. But that is a fundraiser for history education. So all the proceeds go to back into our education programs.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it just keeps going. And then in December, I know, you know, there's the Victorian Christmas.
And then, of course, we talked about the hardtack. Rounding the year out, we'll also do the Christmas in the Trenches this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming up.
You must have so much energy to do this all the time.
You know, I'm always looking at the calendar thinking, what's next for promotion? But it's the education department staff that is putting together all those finite details and balancing all these different immersive experiences. And then, of course, we have the visitors, which are truly our number one priority to make sure that we're giving a quality experience.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Lana, you got quite a background. I mean, you're going to be in media.
Yes.
And, you know, we were talking about this because I asked Lana, I said, how did you get into this? And the background, very interesting.
Sure. Okay. When I was in college, I wanted to be a news reporter. And I worked at the college radio station, and I actually had an internship on the news assignment desk at WMAQ TV Chicago. I was doing hard news and finding the stories. And then all of a sudden, I thought, what's the other side to media? And of course, I'm a college student, so I started to find out more about public relations and marketing, and I always had an interest in history, always, family history. I mean, I'm still digging up things about my family and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. So I found that when I was looking at changing a position and moving out of healthcare, that museum industry interests me. And then,
I
found Midway Village Museum.
That is so cool.
And that was about 12 years ago.
I was digging up my family history, but all that came up was dirt. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more after this on Sports Fan Radio.
So
30. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Stateline Business First with Dean Irvin on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dean Irvin. Eric Jackson, also here. Our special guest, Lana from Midway Village. And well, I'll tell you, sometimes off the air, it gets more interesting than on the air. You know, but it's so good to have you. And talking about the different events, I'm so sidetracked that. But again, you had some great events this weekend, and it's so important. And if you have not been there, here's the one thing I would tell you about Midway Village. Is that you guys are always changing, doing some different things. And, you know, the history for Rockford is amazing, Lana.
It is. We do like to change up the exhibits. And, of course, when we are producing these events yearly, we try to integrate some new ones, but also look at the ones we're doing and add new elements so that people can have a better understanding of other aspects of what we're teaching and what they're learning.
Do you ever need volunteers?
Yes, we do. We have a very strong volunteer pool, but other opportunities always exist for people who want to come and help us. And the great thing is there's a wide range of opportunities, from costuming our interpreters for events to working in the office to helping me with outreach in the community. I do approximately 40 marketing trade show booths. So I have all kinds of volunteers that I have on hand who can help me with those. We have volunteers who help us with data entry and our mailings and just a whole wide range of opportunities.
And do they just call the village? Or
yeah. They can either go to our website under our volunteer category, the tab support us, or they can just call us, or frankly, just come on in. I love to suggest just coming on into the museum too, because it's, you know, gets people out and you can come see the museum and tell us, hey, I want to volunteer.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Just come on in.
So that's going on. And again, I would encourage people, with all the events Lana just talked about, maybe getting the, there's a, where you become a member, correct? I'm not going to say it right. But.
Yes. We have a membership program, and that's what you're talking about. The membership program supports the museum, but also is a benefit because you get into so many of
that's
the events
I
that I just
sure.
listed for yeah. free or at a reduced price, like our All Hallows Eve. This is a free event if you're a member.
Sure.
Our World War One and World War Two are free events if you're a member. So there's large and significant benefits if you're a member, but also you're supporting the mission of history preservation and education. And it's, I obviously believe it's an important mission, but in schools today, history isn't taught like it used to be. So the programming that we do for our education side, not the public events, but our school programs, you support that as a member.
Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. Midway Village, and check them out online. Check out all these events.
And that's midwayvillage.com?
Midwayvillage.com is our website. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're all over social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and we have always are updating those social media sites really on a daily basis. We have content not just about the events, but educational content about our collections. We have a collection post every Friday, Flashback Friday. And so when you follow us, you're getting that history too.
Yeah. You can tell you really have a passion for it.
Well, I do. It's history is exciting. Although you think about it, oh, it's in the past, it's really exciting when you start to learn about the different aspects of what you like to learn about historically.
Yeah, it's
everybody
really cool.
has different interests historically on what they're interested in learning about. Some people like the wars. Some people like industry. Some people like the history of business. You know, and so history is all-encompassing. The history of sports. How many sports fans know what happened to their teams every year for the last 20 years?
Yeah.
That's history.
Yeah.
Sports history. So history affects all of us in all of our lives.
Yeah, it's really cool. Mm-hmm. Lana, thank you so much.
Sure.
Will you come back in a
Absolutely.
Few weeks?
Yeah, in a couple weeks
thanks
I'll be back.
Yeah, thanks for the hard tack. What'd you think, Jackson?
I thought it was great. I thought it was great. You mentioned raspberry. You mentioned, was it jelly also?
Raspberry, strawberry, jam,
anything to put on
jelly.
Those bad boys.
Even peanut butter.
Even in soup, I'm kind of a soup guy. Like even dipping that
dunking.
In might be. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. I enjoyed it.
And we'll get you more information on that Tipsy event.
Thank
tipsy
you.
Tipsy history.
Thank you.
We'd
That's
love
the
to
history.
Have some. I want to create a media team this year. Go through the obstacles together
Are
as
you,
a
reach
media
out?
Team.
I would love to do it. Yeah. The prohibition thing really does interest me. So yeah, absolutely reach out.
Sure.
All right.
All right.
I want to thank Lana. I want to thank Eric Jackson. We'll do this all again tomorrow. Have a great night.